We are on Daf, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Omale Rav Pope, it's a little after the middle of the Amud. Omale Rav Pope L'Rove, Chazi Ma Hani Rabbonon, they were Talmidei Chachamim, the Yavi Zuzi Akarge De Inshi, Mishabdi Bahu, Taisus is not Gairis the Tve. There were certain Talmidei Chachamim. We'll see the halacha was the Dine de Machusa was that every person had to pay taxes to the Melech, personal taxes. And if a person didn't pay these taxes and someone else paid it for him, so the one who paid it for him was entitled to work with him, work with the person who he paid taxes for. That's the Maskonas HaGemore. But that was the Dini de Malchusa. But Al Kaponim, Rav Pope did not know that that's the Dini de Malchusa. So he looked at it as follows, that the Talmidei Chachamim used to lay out their money to pay for the taxes for people who didn't have money to pay for their own taxes. Eventually, they paid them back. In the meantime, they worked for them. So Mamela, so it was a halvo with ribis. That means they got back their money eventually. They also got services for the halvo. So that's what Rav Pope told Rove, the Rabbonon, there are Rabbonon who Yovi Zuzi Akarge De Inshi Mishabdi Bu Amalahu Ashte Ichu Shrive. If I would have died, Lay Omri Lechu Hamilse, I would be unable to tell you this Yediyah. Hochi Omar Rav Sheshes Mechurkayu Dahani Betafse De Malke Monach. The Chosam Shel Avdus, that means every person, the Melech has a right to be Mishabetim Ba'avdus. So Mechurkayu Dahani Betafse De Malke Monach. In the Argiz of the box of the Melech, each person has a chosam shalavdus. O Malka Omar, mandala yoiv karge, a person who does not pay taxes, lishtabed lamanda yoiv karge. So he's mechuyev to work for the one who paid his taxes for him. Let us see Rashi. Karka kesef gulgalte. This is the kesef that each person was mechuyev to pay to the Melech. Sheyekol ha-Yehudim kol echad noisin kesef gulgalte le-Melech. Each one had to give the money. There was a tax on each person to pay to the Melech. Muhakayu chaysam avde shalahem, betapse ba'argi shal melech munach. This is lying in the box of the king. Vereikulam avodim loy, the dina, the malchusa dina. In Chiddush Rav Reuven, he has a few mahalchim in the Mekor of the Halacha of Dine de Malchusa Dine. Al Kaponim in our Gemara, he brings down Ashitas HaRambam, that the Rambam holds Dine de Malchusa Dine is applicable say by Malchei Yisrael, say by Malchei Akum, and he wants to explain that the Mekor of Dini the Malchus Adine is we have in the Zaparshas HaMelech, what Shmuel told Klal Yisrael, Shmuel HaNovi told Klal Yisrael, what if they wanted a Melech, what the Melech will do. And the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, the Chol Ha'omo B'Parshas HaMelech, Melech Mutaboy. Whatever it says in the Parsha, it's not only a threat that a Melech might come to do this. No, these are the rights that a Melech possesses. And he has a right to take a person for an Eved. That means if it comes out that in order to ensure the taxes that he is putting on the Hamoin Am, in order to ensure that they will be paid, so if they won't pay him, he'll take them for Avodim. So this, he wants to say, the Mekor of this, according to the Rambam, he understands this, that the Mekor of Dinin Malchus Adin is Adin in all Melachim, Be'malchi, Yisro, Be'malchi, Akum, and the Mekor is Parshas HaMelech, that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kol Oma B'Parshas HaMelech, Melech Mutaboy. So that's what Rava told him. Rava told him the Melech has a right to be mishabed anyone who doesn't pay the taxes. And he said, whoever will lay out the money for his taxes has the right to be mishabed him. Let us see, Taismis, Mishabdi Buhu Tvei, Isforim de Legosi Tvei. The Ribbis was not because they were working too hard with them. Shubasaif Oyu Marzirim Lehem Moi Sakarge, Shanaisnim Bavura. Eventually, all these people paid back the money that was laid out to pay for their taxes. So that's what Rav Popa held, that Pakert, it's a halvo, they're laying out money for them, and this is an agar notar for the halvo, they're getting these services for free. So Rav told him, no, this is, the services belong to the Melech, and the Melech was makna these services to whoever pays the taxes. Rav Su'uram, Achve de Rove, Avetokiv Inchi Deloy Mali. Rav Su'uram, the brother of Rove, used to grab people Deloy Mali. Deloy Mali means they weren't Elech. Umayelu, they weren't Mekayim Mitzvahs Mestame, Umayeluhu Megaharke Derove. What does Rashi say? Tokif Koife, he forced them to Goharke Agole Muchenes Lumakeves Odom. Boloshin Ashkenaz Reitwagen. So this we can know a wagon that one rides in. And this was the Rabbeinu Yohannesen, and the Shita says when Rava was the Rosh Yeshiva, and when they used to bring him to the Beis Medrash to say a Shia, there were many, many people there. In order to go through, he couldn't push the way, so he used to sit on the type of a kisei, and people used to carry him, and they used to carry him in. Now, it seems they got these Inchi Delay Male, they were niskabed to carry him. I don't know if they realized there was a cover about Kaponim. He forced them to carry Rava. That was... Yeah. Omele Rava. Shapir ka'avdis. You're right. You have a right to do this. The Tanina, we learned in Abaraisa. Ra'isa sha'enoi noye kishure. If you see someone who is not noye kishure, he doesn't act properly, minayin shata roi lishtabed boy, talmud loyma loilom behem tavoidu ubeachechem. Now let us just say the posik. The posik is, says as follows. It's speaking about an Eved Kanani. Vishnachaltam oisom livneichem achechem loreshes achuze, loilom behem tavoidu, ובאחיכם בני ישראל איש באוכים להסיר דבוי בפורך. So Pashta Dekro means that Loilam Bem Tavoidu goes on an Eved Knani, ובאחיכם בני ישראל איש באוכים להסיר דבוי בפורך. And Rove said, made a Pesadrash. He said, no. It says the Pasuk, Loilam Bem Tavoidu ובאחיכם בני ישראל. You can do this also with a yid also. Yochel afilu noye kishure. That's afka yid. That's not noye kishure. A yid that's noye kishure. How do you know you're not allowed to do this? Talmud loyim o bachechem neisrol ish ba'ochiv loisir daboy beforech. So I saw in Maritatz says, Pshat in this drash, he says as follows. He says, if we're medayiks, the posik is a mirdiki yito. If we learn poshe pshat in the posik, so it should have said as follows. Vishnachal tamoyisom levnechem acheichem lereshis achuzer loylem bem tavoidu. Vachechem b'nei Yisroel leisir daboy beforech. Why does it says, Uvachechem b'nei Yisroel ish ba'ochiv leisir daboy beforech? It's very interesting. First of all, it starts with Aloshin Rabim. There's two problems. There's a yitter over here, ish ba'ochiv. And then this is, starts with Aloshin Rabim, then it's up with Aloshin Yochid. So he says there's two types of achve by a yid. There's one achve that is a yid. He's a yid, he was born a yid. That's called a bachecha b'nei Yisrael. Then there's another yid, ochiv imoy b'mitzvahs. He's a shayma taira mitzvahs. So he says, so that is pshat. So therefore, that's how Rove said this drash. Ish ba'ochiv, if besides being acheichem b'nei Yisrael, is ochiv imay b'mitzvahs, he's noye kishure, then is leisir deboy before him. But like this, if he doesn't act like an elechi, so then there's a din, we darshan, there's a vav achibo, loylem bem tavoidu uva acheichem b'nei Yisrael. There's a din loyalim bem tavoidu uva acheichem bnei Yisrael. Could be it's a nemeset rash. Tosfos and Soita says it's an asmachta, but the way the Maritat says could be it's nemeset rash. Now we're going to start a new sugya. Omar Rav Chome. Haiman the Yoiv Zuzi Lechavrei Lemizbon Lechamro. Reuven gave Shimon money to purchase wine when this man, when wine was very cheap. That means Bizman HaBotzer, wine was very cheap. So he gave him money to purchase cheap wine. Wine when it's cheap. Let's say, for practical purposes, let's say when wine is cheap, so you can buy, let's say, 5 gallons for $1. Fine? And he gave him the money. Uposha v'leizovin lei. He didn't buy. He gave him money to buy. And the 5 gallons for $1. And he didn't buy. Now, he didn't buy. Now Lamaisa wine went up. Now he gets the 1 gallon for $5. So the din is Mishalem lay kidekaozel apavosa dezulshefat. Apavosa is a port. Dezulshefat was a place. In this place, they used to sell cheap wine. So you go the rates. He told him, you should buy me cheap wine. At that zman, you could acquire the cheap wine in this place, apavos and the zolshevet. Whatever the rates were then, bisman abotzel, there they used to sell wine. There was a big market for wine. So if you can get there 5 gallons for $1, so now, and he gave him $1 to, let's say he gave him $1 to buy 5 gallons. So now everything's expensive, now 1 gallon for $5, so he has to give him 5 gallons. For his dollar. That's that. He gave you money for that, we'll see soon what the lumbus of this is. He gave you money for this, and you took his money, and you agreed to do it. If you didn't do it, you have to give him now wine at that cheap price. But he gave you dollars, you have to give him 5 gallons. Yeah. So he told him, but he just told him how you Messiah the cheap rates. So whatever the going rate was there, there was a mokim that people used to buy wine at the cheap rate. So it should have been purchased there at that rate. So you have to give him 5 gallons now. Amar Ameima, Amriso Lishmaite Kame de Rav Zvid Minodo. I told over this memre to Rav Zvid. Amar ki koma Rav Chome hani mili biyayin stam. That is only biyayin stam. That means he gave him, let's say, $1 to buy wine. He didn't say a specific wine. So memele, so then, he has this obligation. Avol biyayin ze loy. But if he said a specific wine, a certain white wine, a special wine, miyema the mizavni leinele. Who says he'll be able to purchase it? So memele, then this agreement, so that, but there was an upmach to buy 5 gallons for $1, that is only a normal wine which one can assume that he's capable of purchasing it. But a special wine, who said he'd be capable of purchasing it? So memele, there, he's not mechuyev to give him these 5 gallons for $1. Ravashi oma afilu yayin stam nami loy. Afilu, he told him to buy any wine. He's not mechuyev to, he didn't do it. He's not mechuyev now to give him 5 gallons for $1. My time asmachte hi va asmachte loy kanye. This is an asmachte, and an asmachte is not kaine. Now, before we go further, I'd like to learn Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Le mizbon lei chamra, liknes lo yayin, bizman habotza. He gave him money to purchase yayin bizman habotza. By the harvest, umishalom lo yayin, Lefi domim kalim shekainim oisei. Mishalim layayin. So that is the din. That's what Rav Chome said. So he has to pay him now wine according to those rates. 5 gallons for $1. Aparvese dizul shofot, shem hamokim, shahayayin nikach v'nimka l'shom, L'roiv ha'loikhin yayin b'mois ha'botza. Right people who purchased wine b'mois ha'botza, that was the center that wine was bought and sold. Asmachtehi. So now, Ravashi said it's an asmachte. Afilu hivtichoi. V'omar imeini koineloch efra mishali. Einzu ela smachta hoyel v'leikonu miyoda. Now, I'd like to mention two things Machsame, which we can see from this Rashi. But let's go back to the beginning of Rav Chome's Memre. Rav Chome said a Memre that Reuven gave Shimon, let's say, $1 to buy 5 gallons of wine. He didn't buy the 5 gallons of wine. So now it says that he's mechuyev to give him now 5 gallons for $1. So l'chayre, he brings down a kasha, it's mevatel kisay shel chaveiro. That means mevatel kisay shel chaveiro means, let's say, if a person could make a profit, why make that he can't make the profit? Let's say gora poshet, it's a person has a store, and I put a lock on the store, he can't get into the store, finished. So he could have made business that day, right? He could have made $1,000 that day. He can't get into the store. So he didn't make a penny. So that's a grommet. That's not, I wasn't masik his money. I was meneya revach. He could have had a revach, and he was meneya the revach. You meneya revach, you don't know who you have to pay. So frek the ritve, what good? This person was supposed to buy 5 gallons for $1. He would have 5 gallons for $1. Now you have 1 gallon costs $5. So here's a revach. So he didn't do it. So why is he mechuyev to pay? As I reflect, the Ritva the Kashi. So the Ritva brings down 2 mahalchim. 1 mahalach he brings down from the Ri. That means mevatel kisay shel chaveiro means in hilchos mazik. He's a reporter. I didn't buy it, so, right? So you don't have the profit. But it's speaking about that they made it tonight. That was the upmach. He gave him the money, says, I want you to buy, and if you don't buy it, you're gonna pay me back. That was the upmach. And if you don't buy me 5 gallons for $1, you're gonna give me later 5 gallons for $1. That was the upmach. It was a very short upmach. So the chiyuv is not midinei mazik, the chiyuv is alts. Hilchos tnoim, he gave him money under a condition that he has to accept. He has to accept this is chayvus. If you don't pay it, you won't buy it, you'll have to give me later this amount. Then he brings down that a fellow from his Rebbe, the Ritva brings down from his Rebbe, that a fellow, there was no upmach whatsoever. And he says a very interesting lumdis. He says he gave him money to buy this schoire. And Yanif said, good, I'll buy it for you. And he said, if Yana would not have been maskim, so he would have gone and bought it, or got someone else to buy it. Now he told them, I'm going to buy it. So he relied on him that he's going to buy it. So he says, Midin Orev, he says, I gave you money, I relied on your haftocha that you're going to buy it, and that's why I gave you money, so by he hano, that he gave him money and he relied on him. So there's a shibud midin orif. Afili didn't say this condition. That means there's 2 mahalchim in the Ritva. The first mahalch in the Ritva was, if you don't say, I'm going to give you back later 5 gallons for $1 garnished. He gave him, he told him, he said, yeah, I'm going to do it, fine. But if he didn't say, there was no beferishit, he stabbed us, then he's not mechuyev. The second lashon of the Ritva says, Samur de Kazakh, that this falls into the, I trusted you. I laid out money on your nemonis. Listen, let's make a gun to Santa. He says, I'm going there to buy wine. Why do you have to go there? I'll go and buy it for you. So he gave him the money. So he trusted him that he's going to buy this cheap wine. So Mamele, so als mi afilu, he didn't say beferish that if I don't buy it, I'll I'll give you in a later time wine at this price. He's midinor of his mechuyev. And he says something very interesting. V'zeh inyan schiris poyalim shechayovim l'shalom l'balabayis mashe mafsid kshechozru behem. He says, we find later if a balabos gave poilim work to do and they were choyzer and he has a hefsid, they're mechuyev to pay. Why they mechuyev? It's also mevatel kisoy shel chaver. It's also, he said, but since he gave them, either he laid out the money and he relied on them, so this is a chiyuv of orev. Anyway, so we have here two mahalchim. Now, the lashon of Rashi, when Ravashi asked the kashas and asmachte, so Rashi says, afilu hivtichoi v'omar, im eini koinoloch efra mishali, ein zu el asmachte. So Rashi dasach mer holds like the second pshat in the Ritva, and that lemaise according to Rav Chama Yemachuyev afilu you want maftiach, and then Rav Ashi says afilu if what's afilu if tichah, we're talking about that, that's the case we're talking about. So from Rashi would seem the according to Rav Chama Yemachuyev afilu he wasn't maftiach. And Rav Ashi said the other way, afilu hivticha, afilu said beferish, listen, if I won't buy it, I'll shtal you to later wine at this price. So he's also not mechuyev. Ein zu el asmachta oil v'leikonu miyodai, since they did not make a kinyan chalipin. Now, the last three words of Rashi, there's a problem that I just want to be Meir de Maritatz is Meir. We had in the Sugya of Asmachte, we had the Shitas HaToisvis is that the Gemara says that by Asmachta, if it was Konu B'yodai B'bezdin Choshuv, then it's not called an Asmachta. But Samazai to make a Maise Kinyan, that doesn't make it Ois Asmachta. You need Konu B'yodai B'bezdin Choshuv, and that makes like a Gemira Stas, and then you're kind of. And here Rashi says, Hoyil V'loi Konu M'yodai. Since it's like Konu M'yodai, so it's good. So, and in the Maritats, there's two mahalchim. One mahalach is maybe Rashi means the bezmen choshev. Rashi means there's a konu miyodai that makes ois asmachte. That's the bezmen choshev. Or there's a raya from Rashi, and it seems this is the Rambam Shita also, that Rambam was not like Taisvis, that konu miyodai, a fellow with other bezmen choshev, also helps. Bunk upon him, that's this Rashi. Bekitzer, Rav Ashi had a new problem over here. He said, this is called an asmachta. So that means, so al kaponim, let us understand what Rav Ashi is saying. Rav Ashi is saying, this person gave him money, let's say everything, for the condition, if you won't be kind, you're going to have to give me wine at the rate that it was then. And he agreed with this. Hafal Pikein, this has a halacha of an asmachte, and he's not mechuyev to pay. Agreed? Finish. Good. Oh, but he's not mechuyev to pay. This falls into the gather of an asmachte. Fragt der Gemore und Rav Ashi meishno mohodes nam im oiver vloi avid ashalim b'meitav. A person hired a field, he rented a field, and there was an upmach. There was an upmach that he's going to work on the field, and the schiris of the field is, that means half of the profits, half that's going to grow on this field, you're going to take. That's your payment. That was not much. Fine. And what happened? He didn't do anything. he didn't. So, and there was another machsa. That's the halbetzora that good will get half. So what if he didn't do anything? I'll also come back. I'll say, well, you get half. There's nothing. No half of nothing. No, you get the opach was. And you get half of what grows in the field. Nothing grew on the field. I didn't do anything. But I was not mach. You get half of whatever grows on the field. So that's poshut, that he doesn't get anything. But what happens if he said the owner of the field made an upmach with him that he said, if you leave the field, you won't do anything with the field, we have to shut up how much the field could have given out, and you have to give me half of that. That was the upmach. That means, we shut up what the field could have given. Im oiver v'loy avid ashalim b'meitove. So the din is, he has to pay him. So now, this is the Gemara's kasha on Rabashi. Rav Ashi, here we have a similar case. He gave Yenna money, and he told him, let us say, he gave him money, and he said, you should purchase wine from me at a cheap rate. And he told him, if I won't purchase it at a cheap rate, I'll give you wine at a cheap rate. That's what he told him. Afal P came, he didn't purchase any wine. So Rav Chomer said he's mechuyev to pay him. And Rav Ashi said it's an asmachta. We'll go into the lumdas of asmachta soon, but it's an asmachta. He doesn't have to pay him anything. So the Gemara asks on Rav Ashi, we have a similar case. If an oris hired a field, and he said, if I won't do any malach on the field, we will shut up how much the field was going to do, and I'll pay you. And what the rate was, the upmach was. So the din is, he's mechuyev to pay him. So there it's not an asmachta. So why here is it an asmachta? So the Gemara answers, hosom biyodoi, Hoche lav biyodai. Here it's not biyodai. Shema loy yimkeruhu loy. Maybe they will not sell it to him. Shema loy yimkeruhu loy. That means it is possible to go there to this place, the Parvasa de Zulshofot, and won't be able to buy it. It's not muchach. He's dependent on others. They have to sell it to him. If for some reason they don't like his looks, they won't sell it to him. That means it's not muchach that he'll be able to do what he's telling him he's going to do. It's not biyodai. So if it's not biyodai, so that's why it is an asmachta. If it is biyodai, so then it's not an asmachta. Now, before we go into the lomdus, we'll first see Taisvis, but the gidrei asmachta. But lechayre kan shayel aben, that's right. If he went, they didn't sell it to him. So then we can very readily understand that it wasn't biyodai. He went and they didn't sell it to him. So what do you want from him? But he was speaking about he didn't go at all. He didn't go at all. I mean, he stood home and then thus and he asked him, no. So it seems from the Chedushi Arim and the Chedushi Aran and Sanhedrin, since the upmach was the upmach was im eini koinoloch efra mishali. That was the upmach. If I won't buy, not if I won't go. if I won't buy it for you, that was the upmach. So the upmach is inclusive. If I go, if I don't get it for you, I'm going to give you wine at these rates. So the agreement was including, say I go, say I don't go. If I don't buy it from you, for you, you're going to get it at these rates. So since this agreement is not biyodo, he could go, and they won't sell it to him. So therefore, so this agreement is nasmachta. That's poshut what the Gemara is saying. So the whole agreement was im layekne emeini kaino loch. That is an asmachta. Now let us see Taisvis to find out. We won't see the whole Taisvis, but just let's see. There's a machlokes to Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. I'm going to get kasher that Rabbeinu Tam asked. But not understanding the oimek advarim, but we have here a klal as follows. The Gemara says, if it's not biyodoi, it's an asmachte. If it's not biyodoi, it's an asmachte. Then it's not binding. Bekitza, asmachte means it's not binding. If it's biyodoi, then it's not asmachte. That's the difference. Im oibe v'leyev, it was biyodoch. So it's not an asmachte. Here it's not biyodoi, so it is asmachta. So al kaponim we have guidelines that not biyodoi isn't asmachta, biyodoi is not asmachta. Mikan makshe rabbeinu tam leperish hakuntres leperik zeboire. Kabi misachik bekuvia. Misachik bekuvia is speaking about two people are gambling and they made an opmach. If you win, I'll pay you $100. I'll win, you pay me $100. And the Gemara says, according to one man, the Yoma, the Koma Hosom, the Lav Asmachti. It's not an Asmachti, and he owes him the money. A Mesach Bekuvi is possible like this for a different reason. It's not Isaac B. Yeshuvi Shaloylam, he doesn't have a job. That's why he's possible like this. If he has a job, and he's a Mesach Bekuvi on the side, he's not called, it's not an asmachte, and he's kosher like this. He's kosher like this. So it's there, it's not an asmachte. What man the Yoma says? O perish akunteris. Mishum teheichi domi lasmachte. What is the case of asmachte? Kegoin im oiver v'loi avid. There, lechayit means, that's what Taisa says, I'll pay you $1,000. That's called an asmachte. Lechagoin mashlish shtore de get poshet. Mashlish shtore de get poshet is as follows. Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. Reuven pays up $50. Reuven pays Shimon $50. And the Shimon says, no, where's the other $50? He says, listen, let's take the shtar, let's give it to Levi, the shtar of all will give to Levi. If I don't pay you up in a month, he's going to give you back the shtar, and you command the whole $100 again. So that's called an asmachta. That's called an asmachta. So Rashi says, im oiva v'leyevit, he says, we'll give him $1,000. In these two cases, he was soimach that it never will occur. Now let's speak about these two cases. The first case, he told them, listen, if I won't work on the field, I'll give you $1,000. Now what's pshat in this? He's throwing $1,000 like this out of his pocket? No. He held for sure. Is he going to work on the field? So Mamele, if I won't work, I'll give you $1,000. But he held it's not Negeya because I'm thinking to work on the field. He wants Yanni's heart palpitations because I'll tell you, listen, if I will work, I'll get $1,000. But Al Kaponim, when he gave him this commitment, the commitment was made because he was under the impression he's going to work. He'll never pay him $1,000. That's how the commitment was made. The same case, when he told him, if I won't pay you up to $50 after a month, you can take back the shtar and money again the whole $100. Also, he told him this because he was under the impression he's going to get $50 by a month and he's going to pay up the whole chayim. The commitment, that means it was biyadai, to make sure that the commitment will never come about. That's why he made the commitment. So since it's biyadai, so since he was saimach, the samach al dava, he was saimach that he's going to pay up. He was saimach is going to work on the field. Kisava, he holds koze biyodei lasais. I can do it. I'm going to pay up the chayit. I'm going to work on the field. Umereishi ki masni adaita de lo yoiv. So when he made the tanai, he had no intentions of committing himself to pay $1,000 or to pay back the chayiv again. What's the Bach skill say? Kisava, Kimasa daited la yoiv. The lasmachte komasni, lasmachte komasni. So he's the whole thing is lasmachte. The toye kisava he holds shloyavili deikach. So that's why he said it. Avo mesaches bekuvye loisamach amidi. The Samadhi Karashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi says in Sanhedrin, so like this. By Oivav Leyevid, Rashi says, over there, this commitment was made under the assumption that the commitment will never come about because he's going to do what he said he's going to do. So the commitment, there was no Gemiras Das on the commitment because he was sure that he's going to do it. So therefore, if he didn't do it, the commitment is not binding. That's an asmach. Why did he make the commitment? Because he was sure that the commitment will never come about. Because it's biyodai to do, and he held he's going to do it. But by mesachet bekuvye, he tells him like this, listen, if you win, I'll pay you $100. If I win, you pay me $100. This commitment that if you win, I'm going to pay you $100. On what basis did he make this commitment? He knows he's going to win. This is mamish random. Either he can win or he can win. That means he himself knew it's not biyadoi. And he still made the commitment. So if he made the commitment, even though it's not biyadoi, so he meant it. What was he saying, Mecha? So then he meant it. That's what Rashi says in Sanhedrin. So Rashi says in Sanhedrin, when it's not biyodoi, and he makes a commitment, so he means the commitment. If it is biyodoi and he makes the commitment, then he doesn't mean the commitment. That's what Rashi says in Sanhedrin. And Agamore says, punkt verkehrt. Agamore says, but since it's biyodoi, that's why it's not an asmachte. And here it's not biyodoi, so it is a smachte. Let's see, Avo Masach bekuvi loy samach amidi, loy yodei notzach, iloy notzach. Bafil lohochi masni, hini makes this agreement, shma mino misveike gomer amakni. Lohochi mash meprem, eich de lav biyodoi avetvei asmachte. It's biyodoi, the lab biyodoi, it is an asmachta. This is Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Before we come to the Rabbeinu Tam's Mahalach, I'd like to say over a Chidushi Haran in Sanhedrin, that wants to for Rashi. He says as follows. Dovah, there are three things. There are three things. There's a dovah that's mamish biyodai. There's a dovah that's mamish not biyodai. And there's a dovah that he thinks it's biyodai, but it's not biyodai. Now, we'll start elaborating. So he says like this. Davo should be yodai mamish, something that's mamish be yodai. Let's talk about im oivel v'layavit ashal, I'll pay you $1,000. Now it's be yodai to work on the field. Hu soimech bedatai lasois, as machta means he thinks, made a commitment, but he is under the impression that he's going to do it. He's going to do it. V'loy gomer makne. So he's not makne. V'zehu iker asmachte d'loy koni. Fine. So that's an asmachte that he committed himself. He's going to pay $1,000. He was soimech. This will zicha never come about because it's biyodei for him to do it, it'll never come about. So this commitment of $1,000, there's no gemiras tas in this commitment. Why did he say it? Because what's wrong if I say it? It'll never come about. It's biyodei for me to be zarei in the field. Now, im oiver v'loy avid ashalim b'meitav. Let's go to our Gemara. He made a commitment. Now I won't pay him $1,000. I'll pay him what it's right to do. And he can do it. Vadai, so this is the lotion of the Ran. Vadai dinahu, kivin shebiyodai lachish, he can do it. Im loikayim tnoyi, if he won't be mekayim the tnai, he made it tnai, if I won't do it, I'll pay you. Ladas kein hu shi yishalim. That is the understanding he's going to pay. The chol dovo, shehu min hadin, if the din is mechayiv, it means the yosher is mechayiv, that you were mavzit him, you should pay him for what the field could have done. Ein boi din asmachte. That means, so if you obligated yourself, you committed yourself, you're going to pay him something, which the din is take, you're mechuyif to pay him, then you can't say, well, I thought, I didn't mean it. I thought I would do it. I never meant if I don't do it, I'll pay you. Since the din is mechayev him to do it, so then you can't say, I was soimech that I would do it, but I never meant if I wouldn't do it, I would pay you. Shadin atzmoy mechayevoy bekach. The din is mechayev him to do it, and then he can't say, well, so there was a commitment to do something which the yosher is mechayev you to do. And the commitment also the yoshe is mechayev you to commit yourself, then there's no din of asmachta. In our sugya, afal pi she'ovar al tnoi, he didn't go and buy it, einei bedin she'yishalem, lefi she'ein hadovol biyodoi, ki shema lo yimker oloi, they might not sell it to him. V'kivin shekibel olav l'shalem sheloy kedin, yesh boi asmachte. Af shehu soimach al atzmoy sheyasa dovol al yodoy sheyim kuruloy esayay. Mikol mokim ha'acha shein ha'dovol b'shuse legamrei eini bedin sheyishalem v'havelei asmachte. So I think the Ran means to say as follows. Something that he thinks that it's biyada. He thinks he'll go there. He's very convincing. He'll zicha buy the wine. That's what he thinks. Lamaise, it's not true. It's not mucha, he'll be able to buy the wine. He thought he'll be able to buy the wine. He committed himself to pay if he won't buy the wine. This commitment is not a commitment min hadin. That means he's not mechuyev min hadin to pay this commitment because really it was not biyode to do it. Then we cheshbin with what he was saymecha. That means if he thought it would never come about, and the tashlumim is a tashlumim which meiker hadin he's not mechayev. So then we say he's not mechuyev because he thought it'll never come about. If the tashlumim is a tashlumim which meikar din is mechuyev, then I don't say asmachta did your potter to pay because I thought it would never come about. So comes out a commitment that the din is mechuyev me to pay, then we go with this commitment, even though he thought it would never come about. A commitment that the din is not mechayev me to pay, then we go with a cheshbin that, well, I thought that this commitment would never be chal. Then he's potter to pay. The commitment was made with an understanding it will never come about. So if he said, I'll pay you $1,000 im oiva v'leyavit, this commitment was made because he was under the impression it'll never come about. This commitment doesn't have a shame commitment. Because it's a commitment that the din is not mechayev him, and he was under the impression that will never come about. So that's called an asmachta. The same case, he committed himself, if I won't buy the wine, I'll pay you that price. This commitment is not a commitment that is chayev meikar hadin, because he can never be sure that he could purchase the wine. Maybe it's not biyode to buy the wine. So a commitment that the din is not mechayev him to pay, then we cheshbin, so he really thought the commitment would never come about because he thought it's biyode to do it. So that is the ghetto. But there's a third case. If he knew klal that it's not biyode, so why did you say it? That means when it came to Mesachich Bekubya, why did you say, if you win, I'm going to give you $100,000, what did he rely on? Nothing. So that's not called an asmachta. That is the svara of Rashi. That is what the Ran says. The Ran says the svara of Rashi is, if he had nothing to rely on, and he made a commitment, so if he made a commitment, you mechuyev to pay. There's only a chilik when he made a commitment when he was under the impression the commitment would never come about because he's going to do it. It's biyodai. So then it's totally. If the commitment, the din is mechayev, so then this commitment is mechayev him. Even though he was under the impression it would never come about. If it's a commitment that the din is not mechayev, then we reckon with this inyan that he was soimich it would never come about and then he's not mechuyev. That's a smach. A kaponim, that's how the Ran says that is shitas Rashi. The Rabbeinu Tam did not learn like this. So let us see the shitas Rabbeinu Tam. V'nira le Rabbeinu Tam the hosam mishem hochi lehava smachte ve'agav the boy lemikni gomar umakni. The Rabbeinu Tam says a very interesting yisod. The whole din of asmachta is, if a person is obligating himself to do something, and he's under the impression, whatever, he's obligating himself to do something, so then there's a sfora of asmachta. If it's not biyodoi, so then fakert, so perhaps it's not a true obligation. But over here, he's not only obligating himself to pay if he loses. There's another side of the coin. He might win. That means
This is different than all other asmachtas. That's the difference over there. Lav biyoda is taken out an asmachta. If it's not biyoda, it is no gmiras das. Some mele. He said that he didn't mean it. But over here, so that is only if there's an obligation without any hopes of getting revochim. So then I say the obligation is not meant with true sincerity. But if my obligation will bring with it revochim, good. If I lose, I'll pay you. But there's another tzad, you might lose. So the minute that there's, so that's the svaris, even though it's not biyodai, but since there's a potential revach, so then it's gomer umalek.